Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director here at the National Hurricane Center, speaking to you live here at 7 a.m. on Wednesday, October the 5th. Hurricane Matthew has made its way north of eastern Cuba and is now beginning to affect the Bahamas. It is a Category 3 hurricane, maximum sustained winds 125 miles per hour, moving to the north at about 10 miles per hour. You can already see the thunderstorm activity starting to re-emerge on the north side of the circulation. Aircraft reconnaissance have been in the system this morning, already finding some strong winds, and we think there's every possibility that it will re-strengthen. But major hurricanes do tend to go through their ups and downs. Fluctuations in intensity are probable over the next couple of days as it makes its way near and over most of the Bahamas and heads in the general direction of Florida. So bottom line, today is the day to be preparing in Florida, especially in the areas that are under tropical storm and hurricane warnings, because the conditions will be going downhill tomorrow. Let's take a look at the forecast track and the cone of uncertainty and all the watches and warnings that are in effect. All the Bahamas, hurricane warning in effect, and for good reason, not just going to be a wind event, massive storm surges possible, 10 to 15 feet, and of course the heavy rainfall and the intense winds of a major hurricane. Now, hurricane warnings here over portions of the east coast of Florida and for Lake Okeechobee, tropical storm warnings in Miami-Dade County in the middle and upper Keys, and we cannot rule out the possibility that the core of a major hurricane could come ashore within the hurricane warning area as soon as Thursday night or early Friday morning. So don't take this lightly. We can't guarantee whether the center will come ashore or not, but even if it stays offshore, you could still get hurricane conditions in the watch and warning areas, along with the storm surge hazard and the heavy rainfall. That's a possibility. I want to highlight a couple of things with regard to Florida having to do with the wind and the storm surge hazards. Look at the wind speed probabilities. These are the chances of winds of hurricane force at any given location on the map over the next 5 days. Even inland areas in southern Florida have the chance of hurricane force winds. The hurricane conditions might not just be a coastal event. So in inland areas, if you are in hurricane or tropical storm warning areas, you need to be preparing today to protect yourself and your home from the wind hazard. Also, you can see that the wind speed probabilities, the chances of hurricane force winds, extend all along up to the Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina coasts. Can't specify who might get those just yet, but the possibility is there. Watches and warnings could go up for those areas later. This is our prototype storm surge watch warning graphic. Storm surge and hurricane force winds don't always happen in the same place at the same time. Notice that the prototype storm surge warning area extends from North Palm Beach northward for a few counties. That's not identical to where the hurricane warning is, because you need the onshore flow north of the hurricane to cause this storm surge. And then a prototype storm surge watch farther to the north. Key point there, if your emergency managers in your area tell you to evacuate, you go without delay. So again, today is the day to be preparing in the watch and warning areas, because the weather will start to go downhill on Thursday in southern Florida, and that will progress northward. So don't wait until the last minute, until the bad weather is right on your doorstep, to prepare. Thank you for listening this morning. And again, go to weather.gov, hurricanes.gov, to your trusted media partners, and pay attention to those local officials. Again, I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, live from the National Hurricane Center.